Welcome, everyone, to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. This is where we get to reflect, refine, and reboot your one precious life. In this space, we take a deeper look at what's holding you back. Maybe you want to show up differently for the people in your life. Maybe you're struggling with your emotional well-being. Maybe you feel as though something's missing and you want to get excited about your future. There's some good news. You can shift your perspective and begin to walk through the world in new, refreshing ways. I am a certified life and well-being coach who was called to create this show as a means to facilitate a journey of personal development. You have the power to change. Your life is precious. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Champion Your Life starts now. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. Now, I've got a question for you. Have you ever wished that you had been taught how to avoid all the unnecessary drama in your life and relationships? What I'm going to share today with you is a concept called emotional childhood versus emotional adulthood. Now, I know it might sound a little heavy, but you know what? It's not. This concept is truly, truly life-changing. It's benefited me tremendously in my personal life and in my business life. So right out of the gate, we're going to get that little frog out of there. We're going to begin with emotional childhood. Now, emotional childhood occurs when grown adults have not really matured past childhood in terms of managing their emotions. It's when we're not taking responsibility for how we feel, how we react, and by doing so, we're putting the blame on everyone else for how we're feeling and for the results that we're getting in our lives. Now, in fairness, ever since we were really young children, we got the message directly or indirectly from society and our families, maybe even our teachers, that other people's behavior affect our feelings. And as children, well, we don't really have the ability and or capacity to think through and analyze what we are told, let alone how to process our own thoughts. So then what happens? We grow up deeply programmed to this idea that others and or certain situations are responsible for how we feel. And we have no idea it can be any other way. So as a result, so many adults still operate from a childlike space when it comes to handling their emotions, blaming others or situations for our feelings is a universal phenomenon. And right now you might be saying to yourself, well, Leanne, could you say this again? What is emotional childhood? So emotional childhood is the state of blaming others and situations for how we feel inside. And this occurs when our emotional intelligence has not matured beyond childhood. It's these moments in life when we're giving our power away by not taking responsibility for how we feel and what we're thinking, and instead believing and insisting that this feeling is entirely caused by someone else. In our desperate attempt to reclaim our power back, we will try all sorts of things to feel better. We'll try to control all the people and situations we're in by reacting, snapping, yelling, blaming. You know, we've all been there. And these actions may seem powerful at the moment or beneficial from the outside. However, they always miss the mark as they're coming from a purely childish state. You know, when we're really young, we need to be dependent on a parent to solve all of our emotions. So, for example, a baby will cry, right, when they're hungry or uncomfortable. And they might cry when they hurt or fall down, of course. And as young children, we need someone outside of us to solve those very basic emotional needs. And this, of course, is beautiful. And it is how it should be when we're young. But as we grow older, many of us are still under the impression that the external things, meaning other people and situations, are causing all of our feelings. We call ourselves adults, but many of us still function as emotional children. And what happens is, and we create a dysfunctional dependence on other people or situations to make us feel good or happy all the time. But also the opposite is true. We inadvertently depend on other people and situations to justify our negative emotions like anger and frustration and jealousy. But at the heart of all of this is that takeaway that only you can decide your emotional state. But when we begin to do this work, this healthy mind management work, we finally begin to see this in ourselves and we begin to see it in others. Now, living an emotional childhood can often look like whining, temper tantrums, tit for tat, silent treatment. That one's big. It could also look like denial, just lots of finger pointing, you know, right, at others for whatever isn't going right in our lives. And look, first off, we just need to say we've all done this. We all have done this as human beings. I mean, I have often caught myself being frustrated, agitated, feeling offended, mistakenly placing the blame on situations and other people. But the more work that I do on my own mind, the more I've seen that this is all because I wasn't taking ownership and responsibility for my own feelings. Now, while you might not be throwing yourself on the floor in the middle of a conference room when you feel like someone's being a bully or aggressive, you may have found yourself raising your voice and getting unnecessarily irate over something that it, you know, in the bigger scheme of life really doesn't warrant it. We all have. It was really interesting. While writing this podcast, I was reminded of something that happened to me years and years ago. I remember going home on a train from New York City, and there was a father who had three young children who were acting up on the train and disturbing the peace, so to speak. And I remember this father had this kind of faraway stare and was certainly not present. And I remember everybody kind of around me on the train was kind of looking at him like, come on, you know, what are you doing? Are you not capable of handling your children? And I too was getting worked up by this injustice, you know, completely feeling an emotional childhood myself. And I was just so close to saying something snarky like, dude, seriously. And just as I began to speak, I like to think that God interrupted this thought for me. He caught my disapproving eye and he kind of came to for a moment. And then he pitifully said, hey, you know, look, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We just found out that my wife has cancer and we had to leave her in the hospital back in the city. And I'm just trying to figure everything out and get the kids home. Well, I gotta tell you, that took my breath away. I was really reminded at that moment, wow, we always have a choice. You know, just empathy flooded me. And so I just kind of began to engage the children in any way that I could to help relieve his burden. You know, I think we've all heard that saying, you never know what others are going through. That was really the case here. And I think it's interesting to reflect upon this because in our own personal emotional childhood moments, it's as if we are convinced that the world is conspiring against us, I mean, on the train, I was actually taking it personally. But then look what I discovered. This poor father and his kids. But, you know, as we all know, it's so much easier to see in hindsight, isn't it? I think emotional childhood is really rampant right now. And you know what I think the problem is? Nobody took us to emotional adulthood college. You make me cracking up, but this should be a required course when we're younger. I mean, there isn't a class offered in high school, is there? Or college that says, hey, you're 18 or you're 21 now. It's time for you to become an emotional adult. And this is how you do it. Frankly, given what I've seen, I think we should be able to take this course at any age. But really, truly, what would that curriculum look like? Well, now that you're an adult, you have the brain processing capabilities to be able to identify and understand what you're thinking. It's you, and only you, are responsible for all of your feelings and the way you present yourself to the world and how you respond to others. Can you imagine what a fascinating and productive class that could be? There's another thing that I was thinking about that I thought might be an aha for you all. One of the root causes of emotional childhood stems from parents that still function as emotional children themselves, and who in turn just keep perpetuating the cycle within their own family structures. Wow, what I personally would have given to have had a life coach in my youth who would have shown me that we can become capable of reflection and self-awareness, and to show me how to decide what to think on purpose, no matter what anyone else does to us in our lives. But unfortunately, what has happened now is that there's so many adults that are functioning as emotional children, and I think they have zero idea that they're doing it. The awareness around this is just not there. When we don't regulate our emotions as children, when our homes feel maybe unsafe, when we don't feel seen and heard, and I think even when it feels like the most beautiful childhood, we can still carry with us into adulthood all sorts of insecurities that don't serve us. I think often people will still carry these feelings of disappointment or anxiety, becoming easily offended or taking things personally. And then these are the traits that we end up dragging with us into adulthood. We blame our parents. We blame our husband. We blame our partner. We blame the economy. We certainly blame our leaders. We blame our childhood. We certainly blame that person that fired us. We blame everyone else for how we feel and the results that we've achieved so far in our lives. And what's the problem with that? Well, it's just the most disempowering thing that we can possibly do. And it just keeps us in a space of emotional childhood thinking and blame. So many clients have come to me through the years feeling like victims, really feeling at the mercy of someone else in their life. For example, perhaps one of them may have gone through a very tricky divorce and they're trying to parent with an ex-husband, and they will have plenty to say about their ex, that he or she is making them crazy, angry, frustrated, you know, all the emotions, totally understandable. But then I'll say, you know, let's just stop though for a moment and let's look at how in this moment you are turning over your precious emotional life. Is this the person to whom you want to give your power to, or the person that you can depend on and trust? While emotional childhood is expecting the world to change so that we can be happy, it can easily become an excuse, right, to define our insecurity by pointing everywhere, right, but inward. It becomes a way to justify any childish decisions that we've made, sort of a cart Blanche, where everything is forever excusable. But the truth of the matter is, we're adults now, and we are responsible for everything we are feeling. And I want you also to notice for a moment, you know, when you blame someone else for how you're feeling, I want you to pay really close attention to how often that fuels an emotion within us, and how often we will do something or take an action that we really didn't want to take. It's usually something we regret. Our happiness is a very fragile and delicate thing, isn't it? And we need to realize that most people don't really want to spend all their time and energy trying to make other people happy. And most likely it's because they're trying to manage their own emotional life. But delegating that responsibility to someone else you love can absolutely affect the relationship in a deep and painful way. Can you see that it's a very disempowered place to be? And it's maddening, because you know what? You can't control other people. Now, you can definitely tell them what you need. You can certainly make requests. And to maintain a healthy relationship, we need to be able to speak our truth. But we really can't control other people. It sounds so simple, but you know what? We usually don't really get this in real time, especially when we're in the middle of it. And they really don't like it when we try, do they? Have you ever noticed that too? People don't want to be controlled. Crazy. Who knew? But it's really fascinating how when we give up trying to control other people, we find ourselves taking a breath and regaining our own strength and our own power and perspective. And it's funny. It really is a little counterintuitive, but I've seen this happen so often in my life, so many times. When we do surrender or give up the reins of trying to control an outcome, or maybe what a person is doing or how a person's behaving, it gives them the freedom and the responsibility to figure out things for themselves. And that actually is really a beautiful thing. You know, I'd love it if you guys, if you're listening to this right now and there's any comments or thoughts you might have, throw them in the chat box, because I'd really love to know what's speaking to you. Maybe it's an aha around emotional childhood, or just trying to control all the people, anything that's coming up for you. I'd love to hear from you. Now, we're going to look at the flip side of all of this, which is emotional adulthood. And I want to focus on this parallel concept and discuss how to invite more of this mature, confident, self-assured, and responsible energy into our lives. Okay, so emotional adulthood is developing awareness around every single thought we are choosing to feel. It's when we begin to make choices for how we want to show up, even when things are difficult, even when people disappoint, even when things feel really unfair. And they will, of course, because we live in a human world. But when we do this, we end up feeling so much more empowered, and we get to be the individuals we truly want to be, instead of existing, right, in that default emotional childhood space. You know, instead of acting out like an out of control child, we can allow ourselves to own our feelings without acting or blaming others. When we're in emotional adulthood, we learn to speak our truth in love from a clean mental slate. We can then take the kind of action that produces the results that we really want in our lives. We become more thoughtful, more circumspect, self-aware, less likely to lash out, less likely to become offended. And it's interesting. Emotional adulthood is when you also begin to achieve whether it's acquiring a degree, a master's, a change up in your career, trying entrepreneurship, or maybe just really focusing in on your relationships within your family, they become deeper. But the key here is the ability to manage your mind, right? To manage your emotions. So emotional adulthood is really about ownership, isn't it? It's all done internally in our own minds. It's when we decide to do this healthy mind management work and process life all the way through. It's really when you recognize that your emotional life is generated from within you 100% of the time. So no matter what is happening out there in our worlds, right? We decide what we want to believe and feel here. This is our most powerful stance in life, because remember, we will have more peace, more confidence, and authority over our own lives. Now, look, if you're listening to this and you're saying, oh, no, I'm going to beat myself up here because I think I'm in emotional childhood a lot, such a loser, so bad. No, not at all. Not at all. Because it's just the understanding that when I am in emotional childhood, I'm powerless. When I'm in that place, I don't have authority over my life. And remember what I said, most of us spend a lot of time in emotional childhood, but thankfully, when we can start to awaken to this and catch ourselves in it, you will begin to see others when they're in it for sure, but you can let it go because you get it. You've been there yourself. Whew, I just think there's so much potential here for personal growth just in this one concept. So now the big question that's looming out there is how? How do we achieve emotional adulthood? And the only way to get to it is through our own self-reflection. You know, we got to catch ourselves in the middle of it, because it's our responsibility. We got to do the work on our own minds. Now, if you have a phone and if you're watching this, take a picture of this slide, because I think this is really powerful. So emotional adulthood is, number one, developing awareness around every single thought that we are choosing to feel. Number two, letting go of any victim mentality. No longer at the mercy of others' behavior. Number three, understanding that it is our job to make us feel secure. Number four, that we are responsible for our own happiness, pain, and joy. And number five, the tough one, letting go of thinking that we can control another human being. When I look at that list, you know what? I am always so humbled, because staying in emotional adulthood realm, that realm, it's no small feat. But I believe, however, the challenge is so worth it. I kind of like to think of it as our life homework every day. And look, I get it. It can be tough out there. I mean, people can be rude. People can compete with you. People can manipulate. Some people in our lives aren't terribly emotionally available. But in those moments, why would we want to let that behavior win? I mean, why would we do that, right? When a little happiness or feeling productive or choosing peace is just a thought away. Now, I just wanted to touch briefly on responding versus reacting. And when we are in emotional adulthood, we can learn to respond in our life rather than react. Well, you know those moments. It happens all the time when someone says something and you're triggered or you're kind of taken aback, you're a little in shock, and you lash out and react without really thinking. Or maybe you're a good enough person to not say anything, but we've all been in these situations, right? But being an emotional adult is taking a deep breath after something is said or done to us and choosing to pause instead of react. Yep, we decide right in the moment. Who do we want to be? How am I going to respond? And the power in that little pause is tremendous, isn't it? Power in the pause. But in closing, look, I really want you to be kind to both your emotional child and your emotional adult. Even when successfully functioning in emotional adulthood, we're going to take actions that we regretted at times, right? Because we're human. We just need to own it and apologize. My bad. I just want you to know that one was on me. And those three magic words that say, I am sorry. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school, but they go a long, long way. Knowing you are responsible for the way you feel also means you understand you are responsible for the way you behave. I love, love, love this slide. Your desire to change must be greater than your desire to stay the same. Oh, such a great quote, Colin Wilson. Thank you for that. I just want you to be curious about it and treat yourself with kindness because, hey, now you know you can change if you choose to. Emotional adulthood is really a beautiful, honest, and powerful place to reside. It's just such a pure place when you have clarity over your emotional life. And this is really important. I really want you to know that even when you're in emotional adulthood, it's not going to feel perfect. Not at all. It's just going to feel authentic and real and right. I really hope you will explore this concept in your life. Try writing some examples down of when you were acting like an emotional child. Also, when you've been showing up and as an emotional adult, we have to give ourselves pats on the back as well. But in closing, being an emotional adult, no lie, requires a lot more effort, for sure, than hanging out in emotional childhood. It requires significantly more responsibility and more healthy mind managed, but I promise you, it's so worth it. Look, no one is perfect, but I encourage you, take that step towards managing yourself and your mind so that you aren't so dependent on others for how you think and feel. It feels a little bit like grace in action, right? And we all, I think, can use a little more grace. Once you see the difference, you'll be so glad you took that first step because I always tell you this, what do we have? We have one precious life and let's just live it to the fullest. You've been listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. Check out my website. You can put in leannechampioncoaching.com or just Champion Your Life. It's been a pleasure talking with you. I'll see you next time. Godspeed. Thank you for listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, on transformationtalkradio.com. To find out more about me and my coaching platform, visit championyourlife.com. That's championyourlife.com. You have one precious life. Let's live it to your fullest potential. Let's go. Let's do this together. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.